Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Zayin, and today's daf we're going to continue discussing the malacha of tzedah, the malacha of tzad, of trapping things, and we're going to have four basic topics. Whether somebody who sits in a doorway and thereby traps an animal in the house is chayav for trapping, and that's going to lead to a discussion of what the meaning of the word putter is in the context of Hilchos Shabbos, whether it actually means mutter or whether it means patal avala. So then we'll begin Be'ez Hashem the 14th parak of Masechta Shabbos by analyzing the issue of trap and bruise different types of shratzim, and the Gemara is then going to discuss which animals a person is chayav for killing on Shabbos, and whether kinim, whether lice are included in the issue of killing. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to have a couple of statements about the killing of fish and animal fetuses on Shabbos. So a lot about trapping and killing different animals on Shabbos. We are holding on daf Kuf Vav Amud Beis at the second to last Mishnah, the last skinny line. Tzvi shenichlas l'bayis v'no'al echad b'fanav chayav. If a deer enters into a house and a person closes the door of the house to lock the deer into the house, he is chayav for trapping the deer. No'al shnayim, but if two people close the door together, they both lock it together, p'turin, they're each going to be patur. Shnayim shasu'uha, when you have two people do something together that each one could have done on their own, so that knocks it down from an issur d'oraisa to an issur d'rabbanan. Lo yachol echad l'no'al v'no'al shnayim chayavin, Rabbi Shimon Poter. But if you have a case where the door is so heavy that one person on his own would never be able to close it, you need two people to close it, and two people therefore do close it together, so the Tanakhama holds you chayav for that, the Rabbi Shimon would say you're still potter. This is Rabbi Shimon Lashita. So Rashi points out that it learns out from Psukim that ze eno yachol veze eno yachol, you're still potter. That even if each guy individually were eno yachol, were unable to close the door on his own, still you would be potter. That is the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. So says Rabbi Barabar Mishmuel Hatzara Ribi Shabbos Eino Chayiv Achi Achnisenu Legurziki Shalov. If a person traps a lion on Shabbos, he's not going to be chayiv until he puts it in its gurziki. Rashi says, what's a gurziki? Base mishmar ha'asur lo kamin teva. Sounds like a cage, like a very small cage where the lion is really going to be locked up good. Because otherwise, a lion is a pretty ferocious animal, and you can't be certain that you have it really locked up. So the person that's going to be chayiv is the one that actually gets it into the tiny cage. Last Mishnah on the daf, kufavam beis. Says the Mishnah, yashav ha'echad al pesach v'lam lohu. Let's say you have one person sits by a doorway, and he doesn't fill the entire doorway. He only blocks it off halfway. And then the second person comes and fills in the rest of the doorway. So you have an animal in a house. There's one way out of the house. The doorway is, let's say, 3 feet wide. So one person stands there and he's 1.5 feet wide, and then another person stands next to him afterwards, and together they fill in the entire doorway. So the halacha is Hasheni Chayiv. The second guy is Chayiv because he's the one that really closed off the doorway. The first guy didn't close anything off. He narrowed the doorway a little bit, but the animal could still get out. It's only the second person who actually closed the doorway. So only the second guy is going to be chayiv. Yashav harishon al pesach umelohu. But what if the first guy closes off, blocks off the entire doorway, uba sheni v'yashav b'tzido, and then the second guy comes and sits next to him? Let's say over here next to him means in front of him or behind him, meaning the doorway, let's say, has a we're not talking about the width of the doorway, but the depth of the doorway, that the doorway is a very deep doorway, so you have one guy sitting right in front of the other, and each one on their own would have blocked off the entire doorway. But person number one came, blocked off the entire doorway, then person number two came and blocked off the entire doorway. And then person number one leaves. So now the doorway is only blocked off by the second guy that came. Still, Harishon Chayiv Hasheni Pater. The first guy is going to be Chayiv, second guy is going to be Pater. Because when the second guy sat down by the doorway, he wasn't blocking anything off. It was already blocked off. And by remaining where he is, he's not doing anything. That's not called a malacha, to just remain where you are, to just stay where he is. Once the first guy leaves, even though the Maisa right now you look at the situation, if he weren't sitting in the doorway, the animal would be able to get out. The second guy is going to be potter. It's only the first one that took the animal from a situation where it wasn't trapped and put it into a situation where it was trapped. Says the Mishnah, Halamaze Dome, what's this similar to? Lenoel is basal l'shomro v'nimtza tzvi shomro b'socho. It's like closing off a doorway to your house to guard your house, and it turns out that there was a deer inside of your house. That just like in that case, you potter, in our case, you're a pater as well. Frektosos on the bottom. Vimtomer may ul mahach mehach. Normally, when you try to give a mashal, you try to bring a raya, you try to bring from a case that's more obvious. Meaning over here, what is? Would we have known this last halacha had the Mishnah not made it sound like, oh, of course, when you close the door of your house and you're trying just to guard your possessions, there's no problem of trapping any animals inside of it. Why is that? Of course, is that any more obvious than the halacha that the Mishnah is talking about the two guys sitting by the doorway? So says to that the Havamina is that by the second guy going into the doorway, it looks like he's adding more Shmira to the Tzvi. It looks like he's trying to guard the animal that's in the house extra well. And that's why maybe he'd be chayiv. Maybe there's more reason to think he'd be chayiv in that case. As opposed to a case of a guy who just closes the door to his house, he has no intention to do anything to the deer. It just happens to be in his way. It happens to be in his house, but he has no intention whatsoever, so maybe over there it's more obvious that the person is going to be pater. The Rashba writes an unbelievable chiddush in the name of the Yerushalmi. The Rashba writes from the Yerushalmi, it's questionable whether the Yerushalmi actually says this. Other Rishonim think that the Rashba is not reading the Yerushalmi right, but the Rashba writes in the name of the Yerushalmi that a person is allowed to close the door to his house in order to be shomer his bayis, even though there's a deer in the house, because since it's Letzorech Beso, even though you know that you're trapping the deer, it's a 100% mutter, as long as you have no kavana to be shomer the tzvi alone. Meaning, says the Rashba, you know there's a tzvi in the house, and you know you're going to trap the tzvi, and you're interested in trapping the tzvi, but you're also interested in guarding your house, and closing the door to your house to guard your house. Says the Rashba, the name of Yerushalmi, that's fine. The fact that you have kavana to guard your house makes it okay to trap the deer inside of your house. The Ramban, the Ran, the Ritva all say that the Yerushalmi never says such a thing. They say that it's absolutely usur to close off your house, to protect your house and close off and trap a deer. That's a psik reisha mamish, that your mamish doing something that you know is going to be trapping a deer and you're happy with it. It's the worst kind of psik reisha. They absolutely cannot do that. Magen Mishnah also quotes the Rashba, and he says, Ein lahakel kol kach, we cannot be mekel like the Shitas HaRashba. The Shilta Giborim explains that the Shitas HaRashba is that even though we generally pass on psik reisha as asur, Shilta Giborim suggests maybe that's only when it's the same maisa that you're doing the psik reshe, you're not having kavana for. You're not doing another maisa heter with it. But when you do a psik reshe, you're also doing a maisa heter together with it, and you're being mischavin also for the heter, then maybe that's going to be mutter. That since over here, you're dafka having kavana for something else, you're having kavana to close off this door, to protect the items that you keep in your house, maybe that makes it better, and therefore that's not a psik reshe. That's how Shulta Giborim understands the shita of the Rashba. Now there is a Rav Zilberstein discusses, what if a person, a blind man, loses his seeing eye dog, and then a guy comes and catches it for him, and he wants to return it to the blind man. Is the blind man allowed to now take it? Is that in any way participating in the malach of tzedah, in the malach of trapping, by taking that which somebody else has trapped? So he says that there is a Tosefta over here in the 13th parak of Shabbos. Tosefta writes as follows: Tzado harishon v'nasol l'sheni. If you have one guy that traps something and he gives it to another guy, harishon chayev asheni pater. The first guy who did the actual trapping is chayev. The other guy who receives it is pater. Says the Bir Halacha in Siman Shinta Zayin Siv Beis, Dibur Maskal Avitzeda. He says, wait a second. Pater, the word pater always means pater aval aser, that it's aser midrabanan. What did the second guy do? You trapped the animal and you gave it to me. What did I do? I just took the animal that was already trapped. It was nitzod va'omed by the first guy. Why in the world would it be an iser drabanan? The Rashba over here also says, what's the havamin of our Mishnah? What happened? One guy sits down and blocks off the entire doorway. Then the second guy also sits in the doorway. So when the first guy leaves, so we say the first guy is chayiv, the second guy is pater. Pater means pater aval aser. What did the second guy do? Asked the Rashba. Tmili. Ve'echav shalom orkein. Atu ilu tzara rishon abba ha'sheni v'natla achre shenitzon. Ma isur yesh bedavar. Says the Rashba. What, do you think if you trap something and then you give it to me that I violate something? Exactly like the Tosefta says, yes, that you do violate, that it is part of lawsuit. The Rashba says, I don't understand, that makes no sense. So says the Rashba, mida raisa vaday shemuter. The Rashba says, no, when we say the second guy is Pater, it doesn't mean it's Pater Aval Asr Midin Tzad, it's Pater Aval Asr Midin Muktza. The issue that the guy has in handling it is that the animal is probably Muktza, but it has nothing to do whatsoever with the Malach of Tzeda, and that maybe is what the Tosefta means as well, when it says Pater Aval Asr, when one guy traps and gives to the other guy. But the Pashtus of the Tosefta doesn't sound that way. The Pashtus is, it sounds like we're talking about the Malacha of actually trapping. So Silberstein suggests maybe there's another way to be Miyashiv. Maybe it could be Metarit. So we're talking about a case where the first guy never would have only been able to hang on to the animal for so long before it got free again. And the second guy, let's say the first guy doesn't have let's take the seeing eye dog guy. The first guy that catches doesn't have a leash. So it's only so long he could hold on to the collar. The second guy has a leash and knows the tricks of how to make the dog obedient or whatever. So he'll be able to hold on to it for a lot longer. So in that case, but the second guy is adding to the shmira what the first guy didn't do. Maybe in that case you'd say it's aser midrabanan, that it's patra of al aser, it would still be aser midrabanan. So that would, if that's the case, then each situation you have to look at whether the second guy is actually being mosif shmira al shmiraso, if he's actually able to guard it for a longer period of time. There is another ha'ar over here. There's a halachan shulchan aruch and simin taf reish lamed sif yud bay. Hilchos Sukkah. What does Hilchos Sukkah have to do with anything? We'll see in a second. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Yachal Asos Mechavero Dofen L'Sukkah L'Achshira V'Afilu B'Yom Tov. Let's say you only have two walls to your sukkah. You need a third wall, and you don't have, so you can't build a third wall on sukkahs. So what you do is you ask a few friends to just line up and say, just stand there for a few moments, and they could make up the third wall of the sukkah. Human beings can make up the third wall of the sukkah. Says Shulchan Aruch, even on Yantif, as long as you don't tell them what their function is. You just tell them we're playing a game of lineup. They can't know that they're being used as a wall of the sukkah. Let's say the one of the guys that are being used as a wall of the sukkah wants to leave. Can you call another guy to stand next to the first guy, even though he knows what he's there for? Do you say that he's not making up a wall of the sukkah? The wall is already there by the time he's standing there, and then he's not doing anything when the second guy goes away? Or do you say no, that he's making up a mechitza mataris of the sukkah? So this is very similar, Rav Zilberstein says, to our situation in our Mishnah. Yashav Arishna LePesach Maleihu. The first guy fills in the entire doorway. Then the second guy comes, also fills in the doorway. First guy leaves, second guy's not doing anything. He's just standing there. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Shinta Zayin, Sifkat L'Chav Dalet, Yachal HaSheni Leishev B'tzido, Va'afilu Im Kavanasu B'Shvil HaTzvi Shari, Kivin D'Kvar Nitzar Ali De'er Rishon. Second guy is doing nothing. Even if his intention is to go there so that the first guy can leave, and then the second guy will be locking the deer in the house, will be trapping the deer in the house, that's fine, because he's not actually doing an act of trapping. He's doing an act of sinning, and then later on, when the deer is being trapped by him, he's not doing anything. So that's completely mutter. So maybe you could say the same thing by the sukkah, but then Rav Zilberstein says, not so fast. You have to look carefully. Why is it that the guy is not allowed to know that he's being used as a wall for the sukkah? So probably it's a din of Zilzal Shabbos or Zilzal Yantif, that for the person to realize that he's being used as a mechitza may be a violation of Zilzal. So that has to do with the realization that you're being used as a mechitza, regardless of whether you're actually bekavana making a mechitza or not making a mechitza. So it could be a different din than we have here by Hilchot Seda on Shabbos. Says Gemara on the top of Zayin Amar Aleph, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav. Nichnas alo tzipor tachas knafav. Let's say a bird sneaks in under your jacket. Yoshev Masham Ratchatachshach. You're allowed to leave the bird there and guard it until it gets dark. Meaning, since you're not doing anything, you're just staying where you are, the point is you don't have to let it out. There is an isser of trapping animals in Shabbos. There's no isser of keeping animals that are already trapped. Meaning, there's no requirement to free animals on Shabbos. There's an issur to trap them. If an animal is trapped, there's no requirement to free it. So that's what the Ritva writes. Over here, that what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that one might think that it's Asami Drabban because it's near a Kitzad. Or maybe that a Gzeira Shema Yatzul L'Chadchila. That's the whole Chiddush. You would have thought maybe the Rabbanon would have tried to cover something like this. So no, it's totally mutter. You could stay there the entire time, don't move, and it's totally okay to keep the animal there. There's no requirement to set the animal free. Masr of Nachman bar Yitzchak Yashav Rishon al Pesach Umleu Ba Sheni Vyashav Betzido Afal Pisham al Rishon Valcha Rishon Chayv Asheni Patur. What was the lashon we used about the second guy that sits by the doorway? And when he sits down, he's not actually trapping anything. But after the first guy leaves, the second guy remains in the doorway. We said he's Patur. What does Patur always mean? My love, Patur av Lasser. Doesn't that mean Patur av Lasser? Well, what? Why would it be Asser? Is there a requirement for him to free the animal? He should have to get up dafka to free the animal? No, the animal's already trapped. Why in the world would it be Asr Midrabanan? This is a kasha on Rabbi Chiya Barashi Amarav. This is a kasha on the case of the bird where we said you have no requirement to free it. Says Gemara Lo Pater Umutter. When the Mishnah said the second guy's Pater did not mean Pater of Alasr, it meant Pater Umutter. Hachinami mistavra, and it's most mistavra to assume that our Mishnah, when it says pater, means pater umutter, midiktani sefer, from the fact that the sefer says, lemaze domes, says, hey, yeah, after all, what did the guy do? You know what it's similar to? Lenoel is based on the shomer of nimtsasi, shomer besocho, that it's just like a case where you're closing off your house just to guard your house, and it turns out that there was a deer inside, which the Mishnah seems to be saying is so obvious that that's okay, mechal de pater umutter. So if it's comparing it to a case that's definitely mutter, so obviously this case also is mutter. So shema mino. So clearly when our Mishnah uses the term pater, it doesn't just mean pater, it means mutter, that it's 100% mutter to do. Ikeda army, Amram Nachman Yitzchak Afananami Tanina, Afal Pi Shamin Rishon Valachla Rishon Chayiv Asheni Pater, my love pater mutter. Others have this same conversation but in the reverse. That the way we say the conversation is that you tell me that when a bird flies under my jacket, I'm allowed to stay there and keep the bird there for the rest of Shabbos. Oh, that's just like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said the second guy is Pater. And Pater means mutter, doesn't it? So says Gemara, lo, no, Pater's not a raya. Pater means Pater avalasser. So frankly, Gemara, what do you mean it means Pater avalasser? I mean, Duktani Seifa, if you read the rest of our Mishnah, Halamaz Edom Elenol is based on Shomer Mitzvah, Shomer Besocho, Mechal de Pater Umutter. From the fact that it compares it to a case of a guy locking his house to guard the items that he has in his house, and it turns out that there happens to be a deer there as well, so, and that's obviously a case of Pater Umutter, so the Mishnah must mean Pater Umutter earlier on as well, Shema Mina. Just a way of which angle we approach the conversation from. Do we start with the assumption that the word Pater means Asr, or do we start with the assumption that it means Mutter? Everyone agrees, Lamaskana, that our Mishnah definitely means Pater Umutter, that it's 100% Mutter. Amar Shmuel, Kol Peturi the Shabbos Pater Avalasr, Labar Mehani Tlasta Pater Umutter. Every time we have the word Pater in Hilcha Shabbos, it always means Pater Avalasr, except for three instances in Hilcha Shabbos where the word Pater means Pater Umutter. Chadaha, one is our case, our Mishnah. Umay de Pater Mutter, Diktani Sefer Lamazadom and Lenol, it's based on Shomer Nimsasi Shomer Besocho. And how do we know that it means Pater Mutter? Like we just said twice already. Now, the third time, the fact that we compare it to a case of locking your house in order to protect that which is in your house. So we say it's just like it's the same thing. And we know in that case it's Pater Mutter. So if you hear Pater Mutter also means Pater Mutter. Just before we give the other examples, the Lashon of Shmuel is Kol Peturei de Shabbos. Pater Avalasr. Whenever it says Pater Nilcha Shabbos, it's Pater Avalasr. What about in other areas of Halacha? When it says Pater, does it always mean Patr Mutter? Does it always mean Patr Avlasr? Does it mean some way, sometimes one way, sometimes the other way? Right? What do we generally assume the word Patr means? This only a din in Hilchas Shabbos. The Rambam in B.S. Mikdash Perek Gimel Halacha Yates writes that if you have a Tamei person that enters into the Beis HaMikdash Derech Gagos, he goes in an unusual way, goes in through the roof, so it's not the normal way of violating the Yisra of a Tamei person entering in the Mikdash, the Rambam says Patr. Kesef Mishnah says it's a Braisa Masechta Shavuos Yud Zayinim Beis, and from the fact that it says Patr, Mashma Aval Asr Midrabanan. The word Patr implies Asr Midrabanan. That's why the Rambam says, even though he's Patr Mikares, he's Makano, we're Makano from Makas Mardus. We still give him Makas Mardus. Why? Because it's still Asr Midrabanan. Where did the Rambam get that it's Asr Midrabanan? Because the Gemara used the term Patr. It's not in Hilchas Shabbos, it's in Hilchas Tuma. So why does Shmuel Dafka emphasize Kol Patur the Shabbos Patur of Elas Lebar Mehani Tlas? It could be that the emphasis of the Shabbos is on the Lebar Mehani Tlas. That there are three exceptions within Hilchas Shabbos. How many exceptions are there in the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula? Maybe more, maybe less, whatever. Maybe none at all, maybe very many. But the point is that in Hilchas Shabbos there are three exceptions. That's why Shmuel tries to limit his statement to a Hilchas Shabbos statement. But the general rule that the word Patr means Patr Avlasr, at least according to that Rambam, sounds to be a rule that spans beyond Hilchas Shabbos. Good, so what are the other two examples where in Hilchas Shabbos where the word Patr comes up and it really means Patr Umutr? V'idach, so example number two is Hamepis Mursa B'Shabbos, if a person pops a pimple on Shabbos, Im Masel Slapeh, if he's trying to make an opening in his face, Chayiv, then he's Chayiv for making the opening, Im Lahotzi Menalecha, but if he's just trying to remove the pus because it's causing him some pain, so Patr, then he's going to be Patr. Umimayde Patr Umutr, how do I know Patr over there means that it's Mamish Mutter to pop the pimple to get rid of the pus, to get rid of the pain, to Tanan, because the Mishnah says, Machat Shal Yad Litol Ba'asakotz, because the Mishnah says that you could use a hand needle, not muksa, to take a small needle to take out a thorn. Says Rashi, Vahainu Dumya Delecha Demitzayerle, taking out a splinter, a thorn in a coat is a splinter, taking out a splinter is very similar to removing pus that's causing you tsar. Veinu Choshishim Yista Miyad, V'kamar Nitalis L'Chadchila, and we said that it's completely Nitalis L'Chadchila, it's 100% mutter to take it. So it's 100% mutter over there, 100% mutter over here as well, that there's no problem with removing a splinter, no problem with removing the pus that's in the pimple. The idach, and the third case is hatsad nachash b'Shabbos. If a person traps a snake on Shabbos, im isasik bo shlo yishchenu patr, im lerefuah chayiv. If you're just trying to get the snake not to bite you, so that's why you're trapping it, so it doesn't bother you, this is very nogea to the issue of trapping bees in the sukkah. Right? Normally, the melacha of tseida is the melacha tzricha legufa. The way it was done in the Mishkan is that you trap an animal in order to get the animal, in order to have the animal. Over here, you're trapping the nachash just so that it doesn't bite you. You trap the bee in the sukkah, not because you want to collect bees. You're trapping the bee in the sukkah because you don't want it to bite you, you don't want it to sting you. So in that case, Pater. And over here, this is one of the examples where Pater means Pater Umutu, because in the Makom Tsar, even the Melach Shein Tzrich L'Guf will be Mekel Makom Tsar, that will be Mutter. So, but in L'Rafua Chayiv, but if you want to use that snake for Rafua in some way, where you want the snake itself, then you're going to be Chayiv. Umi Mai De Pater Umutter, how do I know that it means Pater Umutter? In the case of the trapping of the snake, Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah. Kofin Kara L'Ner B'Shul Shalatechaz B'Kura, you're allowed to take a plate and put it over a candle so that the fire shouldn't latch onto the beams on top and burn your whole house down. Va'atzoa shel katan, and also to cover up the excrement of a child. Val akrav shelo tishech, and you're also allowed to put a plate over a scorpion so that it doesn't bite. So apparently we see that it's mutter to do that. L'chadchila, you're allowed to trap the akrav. So if you're allowed to trap the akrav, you're allowed to trap a snake as well, the nachash as well, if you're just trying to get it not to bite you. Ask Rabbi Kiveger, is that really necessarily so, that if you're allowed to trap an akrav, you're allowed to trap a nachash as well? There is a very well-known Gemara, Maseches Brachos, Daf Lamed Gimel, where the Gemara discusses what if you're middle davening Shemoneh Esrei and then you notice a snake starts wrapping itself around your ankle. Mishnah talks about it. Yomid Betfila V'Nachash Karach Al Akevo. So Lo Yafsik, you're not allowed to stop your Shemoneh Esrei. Pashto says the snake isn't poison; it's not going to hurt you anyway that badly. Aval Akrav, but if it's a scorpion, then Posek, then you do stop your Shemoneh Esrei. Apparently, an Akrav causes greater damage, and it's more Karav Levadai that it's going to hurt you than a snake. So how do we bring a ray over here? Maybe it's dafka by an akrav where we allow umlach shein sricha lagufa in order to protect yourself. So we allow you to trap it in umlach shein sricha lagufa kind of way. But maybe in nachash we wouldn't allow you to trap it in umlach shein sricha lagufa kind of way because it's not as dangerous. So you'll notice that goes habach on the side of the page. Os Aleph deals with this question. He doesn't tell you exactly what the question is. That's why you need to know Rabbi Kiveger or at least look up the Gemara to see what he's referring to. But he writes, Val Akrav Shalo Yishoch Nirban Neve Tzorachin Me Gemara De Brachos Perkein Omdin Reish Taf Lamed Gimel. He says it's a kasha from Brachos Lamed Gimel, so you got to know what it says in Brachos Lamed Gimel. That's the about davening, and you find the snake. Alvam Matzasi Betosos La Eldav Gimel Dibra Maskel Bar Mehani Tlas De Kan. We had this same Gemara 104 Dapim ago. So says the Bach. I found 104 Dapim ago in Dav Gimel that De Kan Ein Atam Yishum Sakana Rak Mikoch Melacha Dein Tzorach Lagu. He says there's nothing to do with sakana. So our Gemara is not about sakana. Our Gemara is about protecting yourself from any sort of discomfort in a mlach shein sricha legufa kind of way. So the ikur is really that it's mlach shein sricha legufa, and then it's just the threshold doesn't have to be that great for the type of discomfort that it's going to put you in if you don't do this malacha. So he says v'dok v'u emes gomor. He says that's correct. That's 100% the pshat over here, and that's why we're able to bring a raya from an akrav to a nachash. Hadron alacha oreg. We now begin perek. Shmona Shratzim. Says Mishra, Shmona Shratzim Amurim B'Torah, the eight Shratzim that are identified in the Torah as a Sheretz, having Tumas Sheretz, Hatzadun V'Achovel Ben Chayiv. If you trap any of them, or you wound any of them, you're Chayiv for those actions. Ushar Shkatzim Urmatzim V'Achovel Ben Pater, Hatzadun L'Tzor Chayiv Shol L'Tzor Pater. Halacha number two of our Mishnah is, what about all other creepy crawling things? So all other Shkatzim Urmatzim, if you wound them, you're Pater, because they don't really have skin that are subject to being wounded in the normal way. But if you trap them, it depends. If you're trapping them l'tzorech, then you're chayiv. But you're trapping them shelo l'tzorech, you're potter. What does l'tzorech mean? You want them. If you're trapping them because you want the animals, you're chayiv. You're trapping them just shelo l'tzorech, not because you want the animals, but just to hold them at bay so that you're not going to use them in any way, then you're going to be potter. Says Tosos, what's the chiddush? That it's, you're only chayiv when you trap them l'tzorech. From Tomer, So by every malacha and Shabbos, you're only chayiv when you do it letzorech. So dafka over here might say that we have to point out that you're chayiv if it's letzorech. It's always only chayiv when it's letzorech. V'omri d'lahachi tana lehacha lashmin de b'shar shkatzim matzim she'in lehem or tzorech she'iskavein l'shum tzorech. The question is, what about stam? What's the assumption when you trap something? Normally when you trap something, the assumption is that it's l'tzorech. But by these, you have to have a kavana l'tzorech, because it's so unusual to trap these animals that we assume stam, that it's not really l'tzorech, that you're probably just doing it to lock them up, and not because you really want the animals themselves. That's why Dafka emphasized l'tzorech over here. Okay, halacha number three in our Mishnah. Chayeva ov shebereshuso. If you have an animal in your rishus, or a bird, a wild animal, or a bird in your rishus, hatsadon pater v'achov ben chayiv. If you trap them, you're pater. Your potter, if you trap them because they're nitzodin v'omdin, they're ready bereshuso, they're ready trapped, and if you wound them, you're going to be chayiv. So let's go back to the first halacha of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, midiktani achovel behen chayiv, mechal de islu ar. We said these shmona shratim, if you are chovel behen, you are chayiv. So that implies that they have what's viewed halachically as or, as a hide, as skin. So mantana amr shmol Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that's assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Where do we have such a statement from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? It's a Mishnah Chulin. The Tanan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Shmona Shratim Yesh Lein Oros. The eight Shratim that are identified by the Torah, they have Oros. They have what's called a hide halachically. Rabbi Rav Huna Amar Rav Afilu Tem Rabbanan. No, Rabbi Rav Huna says it's not Lav Dafka going only like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. What was Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri talking about when he says Yeshla and Oros? He's talking about the halacha of Tumas Nevela, that it has a din of an or of a Nevela. So yeah, that's where Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri would say that these Shmona Shratim are Yeshla and Oros, other things don't. But no, maybe our Mishnah, where we're talking Hilcha Shabbos, whether these Shmona Shratzim, whether Chovel Behenes Chayiv, could even be going like the Rabbanon. Ad kam lo pligi Rabbanon leid Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri elin in Tuma, d'chsevei latmeim lachem, l'rabba sha'oroseim kibbasaran. Where do the Rabbanon disagree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? That's only in regards to the halachos of Tuma, where we say, we learn out from elatmeim lachem, that oroseim k'rabbanon, meaning the Rabbanon normally hold that the hides of some of the Shmona Shratzim are not considered skin for the laws of Tumas Nevela. Not all of the Shmona Shratzim have what we would call or. That's in regards to Tuma. Avalin Shabbos, Afilu Rabbanon Modu. But maybe when it comes to Shabbos, even the Rabbanon would be Moda, that it does that it is considered skin, and therefore you are Chayev for bruising them. So, frankly, Gemara, Avalin Shabbos, Lo Pligi, you mean to tell me that they're not arguing in Hilchos Shabbos? Vatanya, we have a Brisa, Hatzadech, and Mishmona Shratzim Amurim B'Torah. If you trap any of the Shmona Shratzim, Hachovel behen, or you wound them, chayiv, divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Then you're going to be chayiv only according to who? It's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Over here we're talking about the Shabbos, we're not talking about the Tum anymore. And again, it's only Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri who says that you're chayiv for wounding all these Shmona Shratzim. The Chum Omrim Ein Or, Chacham say, nah, not every one of these Shmona Shratzim has what we would halachically call or, and therefore you're not chayiv for wounding all of these different Shmona Shratzim. So says Gemara, Adraba, Lamash Shmona Chachamim ain't lahem or. No, wait a second. Lamash Shmona Chachamim is what doesn't have or. How could it say ain't or el Lamash Shmona Chacham? That only ones in the Chacham point out have or. If you actually look at the list in the Mishnayos, it's a list of things of animals that don't have or. So Avam Rabbi Hachi Kamar. In or chalak mi basar el mashalom manu chachamim, that the or is only considered chalak le basar, meaning and therefore chalak from the basar, and therefore it's not considered or except for what the chachamim don't count. So that's how you have to read it. Amrle Rava. How could you add in a word? The way Abai added was in or chalim basar el mashe lo manu chachamim, but it doesn't say shalom manu chachamim. It says lema shemanu chachamim. So ela amar Rava. Rava says hachi kamar in or mitame kibasar elu lema shemanu chachamim. Or is only metame kibasar in those types of shratzim that the chachamim identify. Mechald Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri hanachnami lo manu chachamim metamin. But it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri would say that even the ones that lo manu chachamim, the or would still be tamei. Vakatani Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omri ches shratzim yeshlen oros v'lo metamin. But didn't Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say that the Shmona Shratzim, they have Oros, and they're not Metamei? So Amar Rav Adi Bar Masa, Tritzachi. The way you have to answer it is as follows. V'chamom linyin Tuma, ein or, l'masha manu chachamim. When it comes to the world of Tuma, ein or, so what do we do over here? We said ein or, instead of Ella, l'masha manu chachamim, ein Ella always means only. We took out the word Ella. Ein or, l'masha manu chachamim. In regards to Tuma, there's no or, for what the Chachamim list. If you look at Rashi, Tritzachi, Sami mi Braisa Ella. Take the word Ella out of the Braisa. Utnei ein or l'mashamanu Chachamim. Umil Rav lo tikshi dachi karmile linyan Shabbos modina lach da'chov ben chayiv avlinin tuma pligo dein or lo sandalit shemanu. So, and that's only in the world of Tuma that they're arguing, but in halachos of Shabbos, the Chachamim will be moda to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So Rav's original statement stands. Again, what was Rav's original statement? That even if you assume like the Rabbanon would disagree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in the world of Tumah and hold that hides of some of the Shmona Shratzim are not considered the skin, legabe hilchos Tumas Nevela, the Rabbanon would still agree that it is considered skin, legabe hilchos Shabbos, and that stands, that in hilchos Shabbos there's no machlokas. all Shemona Shratzim are considered to have skin. So, frankly, Gemara, Vakati Lina Shabbos Lo Pligi, wait. Still, no one argues in Hilchah Shabbos about it being skin in Hilchah Shabbos. Vatanya, Hatzad Echad Mishmona Shratzim Amurim B'Torah, Hachov Ben Chayiv B'Shratzim Shiyesh Len Oros. That when do we say that it's Chovel Ben Chayiv? By the Shratzim that have Oros. Vezu Hi Chabur Hashem Chazeres. And what is a wound that we assume is going to be considered a real wound? Nitzar Adam. If it's bruised, even though no blood has been drawn, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Chetz Shratzim Yesh Lam Oros, that all eight Shratzim have Oros. Here you see it's in Hilcha Shabbos, and they're arguing about whether the all eight have Oros or not. So you see the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, even in Hilcha Shabbos. Amar Ravashi, Man Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, Da'azel Basar Gishta. So no, the Tanakama over there is not the Rabbanan. It's Rabbi Yehuda who holds that the Tumah status of Shratzim depends on the thickness of their skins. Tetnan Rabbi Yehuda Omer Halta Kechulda, that the lizard is like a chulda. Al Rabbanan the Pligia Leid Rabbi Yochanan Linyan Tuma Linyan Shabbos Modle. But the Rabbanan, who don't think it's dependent on the thickness of the skin, they just hold it depends on whether it has skin at all. They would agree to Rabbi Yochanan Nuri in Hilcha Shabbos. So Rav's original statement that the Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbanan who disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan Nuri about Tuma agree about Shabbos, is still intact. We find somebody disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in Hilchah Shabbos. Yes, that's Rabbi Yehuda who disagrees in Hilchah Shabbos, because Rabbi Yehuda has a whole different approach by judging the thickness of the skin. If we want to say that the one who's arguing in this brisa in Hilchah Shabbos with Rabbi Yochanan Nuri is only Rabbi Yehuda, so instead of framing it as a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, it should be framed as a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda on the one side and Rabbi Yochanan Nuri plus the Rabbanon on the other side, because the Rabbanon are molded to Rabbi Yochanan Nuri in Hilchah Shabbos. So says Gemara, Tani, give Rabbi Yochanan Nuri machlokas. Okay, whatever floats your boat. You could change the text to not just Divrei Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, Divrei Rabbi Yochanan Nuri umachlokaso. Good, it's Rabbi Yochanan Nuri and the Rabbanan all on the same side of that argument. Period. Rabbi Levi asked from Rabbi the following shaila. Minayin l'chabur Hashem l'chazeres. So he wanted to know how we know that the definition of a wound for which you'd be chayiv for making on Shabbos is that it's irreversible, it's that it's eino chozeres. How do we know that's how we define a wound? Tichsiv hayapo kushi oro v'nomer chabur barosav. Can a kushi change his skin? Can a leopard change its charbuboros? So my charbuborosav, what does that mean? Ile medekai rikmi. If you want to tell me it's spots, right? Can a leopard change its spots? Hai v'nomer charbuborosav, v'nomer gavanav mi bayulei. There's a better word to describe a leopard's spots. It should be v'nomer gavanav. So ela kikushi. Rather, we're trying to associate it with a kushi. Ma oru de kushi ena chazeres, av chabur ena chazeres. We're trying to use the word charbuborosav to tell me something about what chabura means. That just like the aura of a kushi can never change, when we say can a kushi change his skin, Michael Jackson notwithstanding, can a kushi change his skin that he's, I shouldn't use references like that, can a kushi change his skin is obviously that he's not able to do that. A leopard is obviously not able to change its spots, but we dafka use the term chaburos in that context to tell me that that's what a chabura means. A chabura means something that cannot be changed. So the Mishnah went on to say that when it comes to other shkatzim, that was halacha number two in our Mishnah, was that when you have other shkatzim rumasim, if you wound them, you're pater, you trap them, lutzorech your chayiv, shalol lutzorech your pater. So says the Gemara, v'shar shkatzim ha-horgon chayiv. Yeah, you wound them, you're pater. Sounds like if you kill them, you are chayiv, though. So mantanu, who's the one that holds your chayiv for killing other shratzim? Amribirim rebelazer hi, detan rebelazerom ha-hori kina b'shabbos, kori gomel b'shabbos. He holds that if you kill a louse on Shabbos, it's the same thing as killing a camel on Shabbos. Any living being, it doesn't matter. You're chayiv for killing on Shabbos. Mask for Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef asks, wait, I can't plead Rabban Elazar, Rabban Elazar, Ela Bekina De'ina Paravarava. Avos Shashkatzim Rasim Parim Rav and Lo Pligi. Meaning, why would you say that our Mishnah that assumes that you're chayiv for killing these Shratzim only assumes like the sheet of Rabban Elazar? There's only a machlokas by Akina, because Akina is not part of a Rava, it doesn't reproduce in a normal way. That's where you have a machlokas, whether you're chayav for killing such a thing on Shabbos. No one would argue that you're chayav for killing shkatzim or umasim on Shabbos. So of course, shratzim, of course you're chayav for killing on Shabbos, not only Rabbi Lazar, the Rabbanan also agree. So why would you dafka laki in our Mishnah only to be going like Rabbi Lazar? Everyone would agree that you're chayav for killing shratzim on Shabbos. And not only that, shneim lalim du'a elamei ayalim. Everyone learns it from the killing of the rams and the making of the curtains for the Beis HaMikdash. Everyone learns out what the nature of the Isser of killing is. Rav Loza says, as long as there's a neshama that you're taking, so that's it, that's the malacha. So you could even be on a louse. No, it's taking away a neshama from something that's able to reproduce in a normal way. It's very interesting. Why would you assume that quality that the animal has is part of the definition of killing? Meaning does it matter that whether the person has brown hair, black hair? We would never have such a havamina that the malach of killing is only if you kill something that has a certain color hide or something that's a certain height or whatever. Why is dafka pruvu, the fact that it's able to be part of a rava, part of the definition of its neshama? So that's the probably relates to the Rashi on Chumash when Cain kills Hevel, right? So it's Demei Achicha, called Demei Achicha Tzokin Alecha, the bloods of your brother. What are the bloods of your brother? He only with his blood. Why is it bloods? Because no, Sof Kaladoros, that he represents everything that ultimately will come out of him. That's part of his chiyus. That's part of his very life. Is everything that's ultimately going to come out from him. So maybe anything that's not part of a Rava, maybe that's part of the definition of what's called a real full neshama, something that has the ability to be part of a rava, at least bimino is part of a rava. So Amalei Abaye Vikina in part of a rava. Is it true that a louse doesn't do puruvu? From Mar Yosef Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'zan mekarni re'emim v'ad beitz hakinim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, what does he do all day? So the Navel Dazar, it describes Hashem's schedule, and part of his schedule is he supports all living creatures, including beitz hakinim. Beitz hakinim, obviously, if it has eggs, then it's part of a rava. Says Gemara Mina Hu Demikri. No, it's not. We're not talking about the eggs of lice over here. We're saying that there is a certain type of min called bitzikinim. So that min is Hashem supports, but it's not. It's nothing to do with its ability to with a louse's ability to reproduce. But it's not tfuyu bitzikinim. But doesn't the Mishnah say tfuyu ubitzikinim? So again, minahu demikri bitzikinim. Vare parush to part of a rava. What about a flea? Has the ability to be part of a rava of Tanya? It's not parush b'Shabbos. Rav Lazar mechayev Rav Shua poter and. It's still a machlokas whether you're chayiv for trapping it or not on Shabbos, even though it's part of a rava. Shouldn't everyone agree that you're chayiv? So Ravashi tzida ariga karamis. Now there's a big difference between trapping versus killing. Ad kan lo pligi rabbi Rabbi Shua el demar sover dover shein v'minu nitzod chayiv v'mar sover pater. Avlin hariga filu Rabbi Shua moda. When it comes to trapping, so we're not looking at whether it's part of a rava for the malach of trapping. For the malach of trapping, what we're interested in is it b'mino nitzod? Is it something that you would normally trap something of that min? People don't trap fleas, so that's why you have a machlokas tanaim if you trap a flea on Shabbos. When it comes to killing, so by killing we're not interested in mino nitzod, we're interested in whether it's part of a rava. So then everyone would agree that if it's part of a rava, you're going to be chayiv. Hatzadon l'tzorech chayiv. So he said these shar shratim, if you trap them l'tzorech, you're going to be chayiv. Shalol l'tzorech yupater. Mantana, who's the author of that line, this is going like Rabbi Shimon, that you're pater from Lachshein Srich Lugufa. That's why when it's Shalol Tzorach, that you trap these shratim, you're pater. Others say attribute Rabbi Shimon to the following. That if you want to remove the pus from a pimple on Shabbos, you're pater. Mantana, Amrav Rabbi Shimon hi, Dam Lachshein Srich Lugufa, pater ala. That's an example. So it's a similar like Rabbi Shimon that you're part of Melach Shein Srich Lugufa. Vika Demasna Aha, and some say it on this third case. Hatzad Nachash B'Shabbos Masasik Rosh Shleish Chenu Pater Im L'Rafua Chayiv Mantanu. Who's the one that says that if you trap a snake in order that it shouldn't bite you, that you're Pater? Am Rabbi Dom Rav Rabbi Shimon. He again, it's going like Rabbi Shimon. Melach Shein Srich Lugufa Pater Ala. Period. Amar Shmuel, Hashola dug min hayam. Let's say you pull a fish out of the ocean. Kivan sheyavash bo kesela chayiv. Once you have a size of a sela coin of the fish's skin that is dried up, you are already chayiv for killing it on Shabbos. You're already chayiv for netilas neshama because now it will no longer be able to survive, even though it may take a while till it dies. You see over here, the Chaschinuch points out. You see over here that it doesn't have to die immediately for a person to be chayiv for netilas neshama. He says even if you make something a treifa where it's eventually going to die, there's just no refuah. There's no way for it to ever get better. You know that it's going to die. You're going to be chayiv. Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Rav and Bein Snapirav. That's only if it's between the snapirim that it's dried up between the fins. Amar Rav Ashi Lo Teim Yavash Mamish Ala Filu Da Aved Riri. Doesn't even have to be completely dried up. Even if it gets gooey, that's enough. Let's say you stick your hand into an animal's womb and you pull out the fetus that's inside. Chayiv, you're chayiv from until shama. My time, Amar Rav Baranduri, as you're chayiv, we shouldn't say for what. So what is the reason that you're chayiv? Amar Rav Baranduri, asbrili love Amar Rav Sheshes. Hay man de talish pashusa mehizmi behigi mechayiv mishum oker davar migidulo. Hachinami mechayiv mishum oker davar migidulo. Just like you're chayiv when you uproot when you take just like you're chayiv for detaching hops from briars and brambles, so too you're chayiv over here because oker davar migdula. Amar Abaye Haiman de Talish Pitra Meuna de Chatzba Mechayiv Mishum Oker Davar Migdula. There are other things that anything you remove you're chayiv for oker davar migdula. Masav Rav Oshaya Hatolish Meotzitz Nakov Chayiv Sheinu Nakov Pater. If you pull something out of an otzitz nakov you're chayiv, but if you pull something out of a flower pot that does not have a hole in it, you're potter. So hasam lav hainu rabisei, hacha hainu rabisei. Over there it's different because that's not its normal way of growing. So one, you're potter for detaching a plant growing in a flower pot with no hole at the bottom because lav hainu rabisei. It's not the normal place where a plant would normally grow. So that's not called okadavar migidulov. Okay, we'll pick up from the two dots tomorrow. All right.